Gorgeous souls, thank you so much for being with me here again to another session of Heart Flow Healing with Caroline. And today I invite you to sit with your feelings. I know many of us, we are great avoiders. We don't want to sit. We don't want the feelings that are coming up. To not even acknowledge them. We'd rather push them down. We'd rather keep busy. We do other things. We do everything just to avoid those feelings. However, first of all, when we acknowledge them, we allow them to move. They're just energy. Also, they often have insights for us. So what I do and teach my clients is to have a tea party with the feelings coming up. Because once we connect and learn, what are you here to tell me? Why are you showing up right now? Where do you come from? What happened in the past that this is still here? And then we get a better awareness of those feelings and why they are showing up. But of course, we have the tendency of keeping busy, of doing things. And yeah, it's the time, you know, we all are busy and keeping ourselves busy and avoiding. And the thing is, because things like, oh, I am lazy if I don't do anything, or if I just sit around. Do I deserve of just reading a book in the middle of the day? Or like a neighbor or a friend of mine once talked about the neighbor that just sits on the lounge chair outside. Doesn't she have anything better to do? I was always busy. I brought up three kids and. And it's that thing of how we look, what will others think if we just sit? But in a time that is so stressful, so busy, so intense, self-care and just being is more needed than ever. But of course, if at one point we don't have so much to do and we just sit around, then we might feel we are not worthy because we are not doing something, because we should be doing something like cleaning, or there's always something to do. But what if you have your first priority is looking after yourself and your energy levels? Because so often we run ourselves really, really low. We all have mobile phones, you know, we would never let the battery run out. We always recharge our phones, tablets, and everything. But do we truly allow ourselves to recharge as well? Maybe not. So, what is coming up for you when you don't do anything, when you just allow yourself to be? And what are you avoiding by then keeping yourself busy? Yeah, we can do a spring clean of the whole house and we can start over once we ended it. And we can keep ourselves so busy with other things or helping others or doing things for others. Just so we don't have to look inside and do things for us. Is it time to have a tea party with your feelings? What is coming up? Maybe you hear your parents talk. Maybe you hear another voice. Excuse me. Or you're simply telling yourself you're only worthy when you're doing something. might have started that. We had to do our homework before we were allowed to play. Work before pleasure. But what about if we put pleasure first and say, I do something that feels truly nice and uplifts my energy, so I have so much more joy and energy to do the tasks I need to do. Sometimes, or always, that's the best way around. To do something fun, have a dance, do something in the garden, walk barefoot, go out in nature, clear your head, and then come back and do your work. Because then you have more energy, you feel refreshed, you have more joy, and the task is done much quicker, especially if it's something you sort of keep pushing forward or avoiding as well. So I love to share with you how you can sit with your feelings when something comes up. And yeah, we don't need to be afraid. These are feelings. Of course, they're deep feelings. And it's also good to do that in a quiet space, maybe alone where you don't get disturbed, because sometimes tears come up and that's a sign of healing, of releasing it all. And it's important to feel safe and undisturbed because, yeah, okay, we can so easily jump away. We have learned a lifetime of avoiding to dealing with what is coming up and not looking at what's inside. But it's so liberating, so healing, and what you acknowledge can pass and doesn't haunt you anymore. So let's do this little exercise together. Take a safe space, find yourself. Maybe lie down or sit, close your eyes, take in a deep breath, and just let go. And now, maybe think back to a time you just sat and then things came up, and you just felt like you needed to do something to run away from your feelings. Now you're in a safe space. Let Archangel Michael surround you. Keep your space safe. And just be, breathe. Feel the calmness, the stillness. Just let things come up. What are you feeling? Do you feel like you're lazy, you're not worthy, you're not good enough? Whatever is coming up, allow it to come up and look at it. Invite it over for tea. See yourself at the beautiful table, sitting with a tea or coffee set and cakes, and invite that feeling over for tea. Look at it, ask it, why are you here? What do you want me to know? Just listen with your inner ear. See, observe with your inner eye. Sense in your body, or just know. Ask this feeling, why are you showing up now? What's your origin? When did we first meet? And maybe you feel about the situation, your childhood, and look at it now from your adult self, outside perspective. And feel compassion for your younger self. And ask that feeling you're having tea with. Is there anything else I need to know? Is it okay we part ways now? And thank that feeling for showing up and helping you along, teaching you so much about yourself. Allow it to pass. And when you're ready, come back into the here and now. Trust that you're whole, that you are worthy, that you are loved, and that you are more than good enough, just the way you are. And promise yourself you allow yourself to recharge. Maybe even see yourself on the charger, like your phone, whenever you need. You do it for yourself. When you're ready, you can open your eyes and come back here. Let me know how this helped you. If you love to share what was coming up, feel free to always laugh and hear about your experiences. And a self-love journey is the journey back to yourself where you feel worthy and allow yourself to be who you truly are. Sending you so much love, and speak to you again soon. Thank you.